The Ranch Pack.
Guys, welcome back. It is finally great to have all five of us back again, which you can all see on that lovely new camera we have. Look at that. We are joined today, as always, I am Quinn, joined by Miss Paige, Mr. Tristan. Fucking Gandalf Shane is back.
The greasy wizard himself.
You've been on a hiatus for the past month. We are back. We're jumping right back in. Shane, you want to recap what happened the last time we were all together? I believe we have two turns left of the squonk.
I was going to say, I do have gifts.
Miss Paige has gifts. Everybody stand back. It looks like a pair of lips. It looks very nice, though. It does look like a pair of lips. Why are you throwing it at me?
So you can look at it.
Oh. Does that look like a pair of lips, though? I'm just saying. It's very nice, though.
Nice.
Oh, I'm back on a throw game today.
A beer.
Tanner, there.
Nice beer. I prematurely made this for Uga. And the reason why none of these have pin backings is because they're really cool to, like, slide between your fingers. So I didn't know if you wanted me to turn it into a pin or you just want to, like, mess with it.
Yes.
I didn't even move.
It says R.I.P.
R.I.P. Mom.
And then
it's like, why does it look like Triple X for some reason? And I'm like, that's weird.
And it's got thorns on it.
It does. That's her name. That.
Because you're Triple X, buddy.
Hey, remember the first time anybody ever rolled a zero? Where I rolled a one, and then I had a negative one, and it ended up being a flat zero. So I made that. That one doesn't really quite lay flat, but I can still make any of these into a pin if you would like. And then I would like to say, Tanner, I tried really hard for yours. Aridin, I tried very hard.
I'm just gonna eat more meat.
And when I originally Googled this, I would like you to know that I did not Google Church of. I mistakenly Googled Cult of Lathander.
Ooh.
But then I found what your emblem is. It's upside down. There you go. Yeah. And it's a sunrise, which is like the actual original Church of Lathander emblem. So I thought that was so cool that I started making them for everybody. So everybody is going to have one. This is Frackham's. His was first. His has fire as a background.
I like that.
Which is very cool.
I like that.
I got two.
I'm working on
Uga's
at home.
Dick.
And mine.
Fuck you. You have to open it from that end.
Probably not Collins.
End.
I don't know if he shows up or not. I can also open medallions if you want. Anyways, tokens of friendship.
When you spin that,
I like
that
this.
Right
this
there.
Is really cool.
Thank you. You are the most artistic person I know. And with that, let's get back into the game. DM Shane is going to give us a quick review of everything we have missed. Oh, quick. Lights. Crap. Lights.
There's a button?
Yeah, on the block.
Where?
Right there.
Literally.
Now, can we turn that? Now, let's get back into our show. I apologize. It's been a while since we had to do this.
A receptacle is a container.
No, it's not.
Yeah, like a trash receptacle? Something that receives things?
Do you want
to... Receptacle? Receive? It's a container?
What are we talking about?
Receptacle?
It's a wall receptacle?
Outlet?
Same thing.
A wall outlet?
You... Okay.
I'm so
son of a bitch, you're turning it the good way. Shane, no. Trash can. Go back here.
The trash receptacle is back in the corner.
The trash can's in the corner. All right, so we have two turns.
The plug receptacle is apparently on the wall.
Oh, yeah. It is still called a receptacle.
Ha!
Is that because it receives
electricity?
Energy? That makes sense.
It receives.
I need a pen.
There is one on my desk. I thought I gave you one.
What?
Why would you?
Thank you.
I don't know why mine went. You know that thing? Give that one time.
I finally got my truck back, too.
Oh, hey!
It literally, I got it back the same day it went in. So.
Oh, yeah. You walk.
I'm going to put that there because it's...
Because it took so long.
All right, yes, Shane, you take over.
Okay, cool. We do have... we do have two turns left.
Yeah, mom.
All right.
You were making your way back to Paige because she was crying on the ground.
Yeah, I'm crying.
And you guys were... touching everyone's hands.
I think I was healing
reaching
people.
Out.
So what the fuck?
You guys were burning hands on everybody, and then
that's true.
Everything else that you could.
Thank you.
I don't have any more
between
practice.
You and
actually, I do have a piece of paper. I can
yes, Tanny.
Since everyone doesn't remember names, we have
Aridin,
Frackham.
Dag,
and Uga. And Collins guy.
Who? Yes.
Is invisible?
Tyrion, I think.
Yes.
Uga's mom is Thorn.
Yep.
She's probably not long for this world, so.
No, not quite.
That's That's why the RIP mom has thorns on it.
I start here in a second. It's fucking hot down here.
Camera's facing down. It's fine.
Let me go get those light yo-yos. And just
there you go. Yep. Fucking glow sticks.
We went back to our childhood.
We partied.
We reverted back to the 90s.
Hashtag not my childhood.
Hashtag you old as fuck. All right, okay, so whose turn?
The round.
Yes.
Before we left. So that means it is...
I believe the goblin's turn.
Why would you
do it? It's the goblin's turn, but they're out. So and then it would be the orc's turn, and there she's sleeping. So it goes to... I'll go.
I thought I was still out.
She's sleeping.
Brackham, all right, I will continue to
make
my way as close as I can get to... Wait, where's Paige at here? Oh, she's over there. All right. Oh, yeah, Dag. I'm sorry. So Frackham is going to continue to make his way towards Dag in order to make sure that she does not die, because I'm pretty sure that you are close to death.
Probably.
I think.
I've been crying for a while.
Yeah, I mean, if I can get it as close as I can get, boom. All right, cool. Now, does that use my... Cool. All right, perfect.
So that goes... So Squonk went, so... And that leaves... Tyrion.
Remember, is Tyrion down or is he up?
You guys are both up. You two are up.
Okay, so both Tyrion and I are up.
You can't get yelled at if you
give me a quick recount where the enemies are.
We're around
the They're all still over there.
Yeah, you guys cleared out that before you guys started running down.
Yeah, he's gonna be nice for us.
Unless he used the action of quite ankles.
Okay. No, that's gonna deal the most damage to everyone.
They're chihuahuas.
Let me pull up my notes from last. I know, but I also... This is other stuff, but I have a notes.
These drinks you guys... Or these potions you guys made are absolutely fantastic.
They're wonderful.
They are.
Absolutely wonderful.
See, it's funny because we made those out of... I made those for Paige out of necessity because she didn't like the original ranch water.
I was so upset about...
I was.
The excess
I want a margarita one every now and
then. I thought I got rid of Shane's mic.
Jesus Christ. But it's what you're talking into right now. If that's what it is, that's what it is. Let's get back to the campaign, please. Are we good now?
Yeah.
Okay.
There was one instance where Tristan and I were having a disagreement, and what it ended with was one of us emphatically shouting, "And I don't feel good!" And so whenever one of us does it, and that ended the fight, because I realized that obviously that's what was going on, that this person that I love very much did not feel good, and so now whenever we don't feel good and we're having one of those days where we feel like we would prefer to be a toddler so we could just have a tantrum, we say, "I don't feel good!"
I didn't know that was a thing that was allowed. Well, that's cool.
That's the benefit to not having children.
Is that the benefit?
No, dad tax is the benefit of having children.
No.
Dad tax?
Dad tax.
What's dad tax?
The best part about
if they get a bag of candy, you take the first three pieces so you make sure it's not poison.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. That's
when they get mozzarella sticks,
put your
butt
on the lunch. When they get mozzarella sticks, you get the first mozzarella stick. They get french fries, you get the first french fry.
But he literally gets like half of it because we share. One versus 50% is not.
I'm just saying, I got to eat her. The leftover steak and eggs this morning. That sounded... Yeah, there's a whole lot
you
there.
You paused at the wrong moment there, bud.
Yep.
I'm leaving that in there.
I mean, we're married.
I'm going to put that at the beginning of the thing. Yeah, welcome to the... And I just
ate her steak.
Maybe you shouldn't pause in the middle of that statement there, right?
Hey, the classic podcast rule is think before you speak. And if you have to redo a take, just stop for a couple seconds. That's your thought.
Where's the great Bill O'Reilly?
Two.
I am very excited for my miniature. You have to still get yours.
The squonk is currently protecting.
Production and shipping on our method is pretty good.
No, it's me. It's Aridin. Yes.
Aridin.
I should be over Rob's tomorrow, so I might be able to get that printed tomorrow.
Okay. Oh, I'm just kidding.
So
I'm
cast really Frostbite, which is a cantrip, on the goblin closest to me. He needs to make a constitution saving throw.
fucking oh. does not.
Which bam, bam, bam. Oh, okay. He takes 1 point of frost damage. He has disadvantage on his next weapon attack roll it makes before the end of its next turn.
Tanner.
What?
They're all in single digits, but they're not that low in single digits.
I realize that.
Okay. We could have done some work, brother. Instead of doing work.
Leave it up to Airden to let us fail miserably at a task already first throw.
Says the person who's on the ground.
I'm trying to kill my mother, goddammit. Shit. Fuck off, man.
He did do work.
I made that, though.
He did do work before killing his mother, because all these goblins are hurt as hell.
That's true.
Fuck you. Ugga strength, bitch.
Ugga strength.
That's going to be our new t-shirt. That's going to be our new t-shirt. Right. Ugga strength.
Fine. Hashtag Ugga strong.
Design a fucking orc for your fate. For you. Right. Did he send you over his...
Yes, I have it right here.
Solid.
You guys demolished the charcuterie board I made. Shane was impressed on how fast I made the charcuterie board. I made it smart today, too. New studio
it's
table.
It's an earthquake.
What? Dude,
and
she's...
Thunder thighs.
You're saying.
Give him an explanation.
And it is Tyrion's turn up next, right?
Yes, sir.
We can bring the charcuterie stuff next time.
This is almost a perfect... Place to put your
I knew you were going to use it as a coaster.
I can't use mine as a coaster. It's too small.
Another one being made. I've seen yours.
I've seen... Never mind. Nah. I've seen yours. Nah. Hey, okay. Nothing will be...
Actually, seen mine.
Nothing will be as bad... Trista, nothing will be as bad as the other day at work when we dress exactly the same.
That's fair. That's fair.
I want to say that I've never seen him out of before, so it's very weird.
Who? Yeah.
There's not a long sleeve, a garment on this man,
yeah,
and
no.
I've never seen that before.
No. The new dawn.
I didn't realize that you knew what the sun was.
Oh, yeah, sometimes, when I feel like
can
it.
Can you see my veins through my skin?
No.
Has anybody else noticed this is the first time y'all have seen my bare arm?
No, you've done
and
that.
Tyrion will cast Eldritch Blast on Thorn is the one that's
yeah, she
down.
Is. She's the
okay.
One.
Yeah, he's going to cast Eldritch Blast on Thorn. Does a 13 hit?
No.
Does he get any bonuses because she is prone?
She is prone, so she does lose her AC, which would bring her down still. It still wouldn't hit.
Still wouldn't hit? Okay. And that's the end of Tyrion's turn.
Because even losing her bonus, it would still be 14.
Oh, that sucks. It's close.
I tried.
All right, anyway. So the goblins get to wake up. Goblin's gonna stand up. Oh!
Oh, are we back?
Is that you?
That was him.
Oh.
That was me. You handed it
to me.
I thought she just pulled a fucking.
That was not 40%.
I thought she was up their average. Sorry.
Boom!
Okay.
Thorn is up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. No, you gave it to me. Never mind.
That's what she does. Ugga can stand up. Is Ugga standing up?
Are you standing up, Ugga?
That would take my one action away, right? I only have one action.
I would suggest standing up.
Because you're prone right now.
Yeah.
They can expect the next turn, but they can
I'll stand up.
Because if you don't stand up now, you'll have to stand up your next turn, and
yeah.
There's really nothing much you can do when you're on the ground.
I wasn't trying to take my javelin and just go, gah! Into her heel. That would have hurt.
I don't
ankle
know if
biter.
You could do that if you're prone.
Why can't I?
Ankle biter.
Because you're prone.
Frack him! What you doing, my brother?
My action, I'm going to throw the giant red lady away from danger. I'm pretty sure
give
she's
me a strength check.
No, I think I'm awake now. I'm done crying
I thought
now.
She, no,
I thought
Dag is turn 10. Or her, she's right after you.
Okay. For some reason, I thought that you had really low health right now.
I am at a 5
got,
health.
No,
I thought you got.
You had low health.
Yeah, I'm at a 5.
Dickhead has low.
Crying on the floor.
No,
I was running.
I did
to
have low health, but I don't anymore.
I was running to save on. I was running to save Aga. I want to throw a javelin. Okay, so scratch that.
You can definitely throw a javelin.
I'm gonna throw a javelin right at fucking.
At the goblin.
Let's do the goblin. Yeah.
Sure.
So.
Oh hey, is my flaming sphere still up? Did I have a flaming sphere? I thought I did.
You did. That's the dog.
Okay.
So the flaming sphere would have moved after you, so you can move it wherever. It wouldn't have been in range to attack.
That's how I think they have.
Okay, so you're throwing your spear.
Yep, so D20.
Yes.
20!
Nice.
Plus your strength check.
Doesn't need it.
Oh, he doesn't need it?
Nope, he already got double damage. Okay. Good, go.
Okay, d20 again.
For what?
For damage or not?
No, his damage is his damage is whatever his dice is on the javelin, which is...
D6, I believe.
Four? What is it?
My javelin says it's a 1d6 plus...
D6, then.
It's a D6. All right, D6. Okay, cool. Four.
Times two...
Eight.
He gone.
Done. Yeah. Finally, one javelin worked out.
By the way, there's your other D6.
You didn't move. Do you want to move closer?
30 feet, so it moves 30 feet.
So there's ones behind us now, too, right?
No.
Like the dog.
We're actually doing a good job this time.
Or no, the flame dog is the secure thing.
All of the opponents
all the things are
around me.
Who's the big guy over here that's running around with a bow?
Aridin? No.
Okay. Ignore him. Am I allowed to throw another javelin in that case?
Do you have two?
Pretty sure I have two javelins.
Yeah, like six.
Yeah, all right, fuck it. I'm going to throw another javelin because that worked out really well. Seven, so not so well that time.
No, not so well that time.
All right.
Did it hit or...
No.
Okay, I just didn't make her.
Well, it wasn't low enough to hit you, so there's this positive.
Yeah, don't do that.
Dag, you get to stand up.
Woo!
So Dag is up, standing, which is outstanding.
Hey!
There it is.
Back up to me again.
It's a shitty thing when you knock down.
You gotta get back up again.
We're still, poor fucking Ugg is still surrounded by his fucking pissed off mom and...
Nobody's gonna touch that one? Nope. This page?
I'm sorry, I was reading. Trying to read what my shillelagh can do.
Boy, you got a shillelagh, do you?
Shillelagh. That's a cantrip.
Transmutation cantrip.
Sorry, I was looking for something.
Speaking of me, we should get a
deck of many things.
How many spells do you have left?
Oh, that was a cantrip. I've got... I have spell slots left.
Okay,
so.
I'm just...
Yeah.
Aridin, what are you doing? Stand by for Aridin's attack. He is methodically calculating where he can be.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line.
And I'm going to use a level 1 spell slot and cast Guiding Bolt at Thorin.
Yeah. Do you want to explain what Guiding Bolt does to the people who don't know what Guiding Bolt does?
Yeah. I'll just read off the spell card here. Guiding Bolt. A flash of light streaks towards a creature of your choice within range. Make a range of spell attack against a creature. On a hit, the target takes 4d6 radiant damage. And the next attack roll made against this target before the end of your next turn has advantage.
Double d20s.
On Thorn,
yes. As long as it hits.
So why do we you're relying on Tanner to not know how to roll dice.
Okay.
My stress level just went to elevated.
Cue the temple rubbing and maniacal laughter. Both of you provided temple rubbing.
You're serious?
Please tell me that's what it is.
It is. It is a one.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and you can't make this up, folks. Cannot make this up.
Hedge, I hope he spells.
What happens?
You might be able to throw that way.
You miss.
I miss, okay. And I wasted a spell slot. Anyway. Oy vey. Doomed.
Yep. You got your next turn, so maybe you can make up for yourself.
Yeah.
I do like that. That's a solid.
Can you go ahead and move Tyrion closer to Thorin as well?
You got it, bud. Wait.
But wait.
Your boy.
Oh, my
flame. Move him.
My flaming sphere?
You get to move him. Do you want to move him 30 up to the...
I don't think he can reach... Hang on. Can spheres dash?
It can't, but he can get 30. He can get closer.
It's fair.
Before we
do
something
that's
else...
that's my mother.
That's fair. Your mother is a wonder... Your actual mother is a wonderful woman, Quinn.
You know she listens to this show, right?
I know. That's why I said it.
She doesn't ask me why I don't say nice things about her.
Exactly.
I'm going to say, I'm just glad no one can see that face.
And you know what I'm going to say? A non-biased opinion.
Right. Right the now, objective. Tyrion's going to, again,
opinion?
Go for it.
Tanner fucking
Eldritch
sucks
blast.
At rolling dice.
Eat me. Don't forget to write.
Eat me?
Yeah.
Hey.
He's got that good.
Spit on him first. Give that hot. I actually bite you.
Yeah. Do you not know how to tell when you're biting something?
He's on some stuff.
He right is.
Now. And Quinn's just
not very intelligent.
Oh, does a 19 hit?
Yeah, 19.
Thorn? Okay. 19.
Doesn't mean do it.
What I figured.
No, it just means find another way.
That's also what she said.
What?
Woo!
We're getting into the spicy. So, Tristan, what is this? I'm sorry, Fracken, what is this?
Okay.
It's my fidget cube.
There we go. There's a D10.
We'll get this back at the end of the show.
Yeah, it's fine.
I have a problem.
Your fidget toy?
Okay.
No, I left.
It's not going to affect the door. You re-roll that. He didn't see that.
I'm not re-rolling that.
Re-roll it.
No.
Re-roll it.
How bad was it? It's his attack roll anyway.
It's not bad.
Uh-oh.
Benny.
A commoner's coming down the steps.
Wait, a
commoner's coming down the steps.
Never mind.
I told you, no, they're coming down. They closed the door. Yeah. There's a commoner coming down the steps.
Shane, can you correct me on something?
Sure.
You're dice rolling? We've been trying.
I don't.
For weeks now.
On certain spell attacks, you don't even add. Benny. In this case, I wouldn't add the charisma modifier.
No.
No? Okay, that's what I figured. 5 points of force damage on Thorn. 5 points of force damage.
Oh, well, I didn't know we were in Star Wars. I want to use the force.
No, but that means...
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Use the force, Luke.
If a boulder were to roll right through the battlefield right now and smack you, that'd be force damage.
Oh.
Or bludgeoning, depending on what the DM thinks.
Same difference.
Or, I guess, if an explosion happened, that would be... And you
That's
were
definitely force damage.
If you were close enough to get hit with the concussive wave, that would be force damage. And that is the end of all three of their turns.
Cool. It goes back.
It starts
with the goblins. Goblin one that's standing next to you is going to try to hit you.
D20.
15 hit.
My armor class?
Yeah.
Yes. That's what 13 plus 1 is. Not a 1 or a 0. It's not a 0 there, bud.
No. From where I'm sitting, I thought it said 14.
It's a 13 plus. I'm dead.
Dead.
Actually, I only had 5.
You're not dead.
I'm like dead.
You're zero plus. You're minus 6.
Can I still move or not? No.
No, brother.
All right. So Goblin 2 is going to 1-2 because there's no attack of opportunity, and try to hit you, bud. And 12 hit you.
Who?
You.
You.
Aridin?
Yeah.
No. So now you want the healing power.
Yeah, I'll give you a piece of salami if you heal me.
I bet you will give him a piece of salami.
Damn. Heyo. Why are you laughing? When you see that smirk on his face? I wish I could cameras and zoom in right now.
What's the damage?
Not sure about shit.
That's one.
Huh?
That's attack one.
Ow.
She gets attacked twice. 14 hit you?
Nope.
You're good to go.
Open. All right.
So that goes from her to Ugga, who's... Ugga, you need to make a saving throw.
Me? Sorry, so I was
10.
Talking to a commoner.
Very tiny commoner.
That's not a D20.
It's a dwarf.
Good. 13!
Woo!
All right.
You succeeded your first saving throw. Dag, it is your turn.
Oh, Dag is bad. MILF's acid arrow?
Depending on where I am, because it has a 90-foot
MILF's
range.
MILF's acid arrow.
You're right there.
So I would like to try and shoot Thorn.
Uh-huh.
It says material, powdered rhubarb leaf, and an adder's stomach.
We're just going to assume you automatically have that.
A shimmering green arrow streaks towards a target within range and bursts in a spray of acid.
Beautiful.
Make a ranged spell attack against the target. On a hit, the target takes 4d4 acid damage immediately and 2d4 acid damage at the end of its next turn. On a miss, the arrow splashes the target with acid for half as much of the initial damage and no damage at the end of its next turn.
So, now, I want you to think about this. So, when you're doing that, it's like a mythical arrow.
Critical Vox, Vox Machina.
Like when they use spells, it's like a magical thing that just appears. Like Green Lantern. So they have an arrow that's just...
apparently made out of rhubarb and an adder's stomach. So it's just made out of snake stomach and a rhubarb leaf. Catapult. Oh, there we go.
Love you, commoners.
This might be too heavy for this. I don't know.
They're commoners.
Metal too heavy?
No, she's given up on the steps. She just laid down. She's enough.
She's like, I'm done.
I got a 16.
Not enough.
You do roll with advantage because you're going after Thorn. So roll again.
Sure. That was a 5.
Okay.
So we'll go with 16. The 16.
Okay. All right. So what's your damage?
You got to roll for damage.
Read your card.
It's not going to work.
It's on your card.
4d4.
What'd you do?
4. You need all of the triangles. Yep, you're good. Here's a triangle if you need a triangle. You need 4 of them.
Shops in my eye.
This one? I have to roll them 4 times?
You can roll the 2 twice. Oh. What'd that come up to?
Hold on.
That's not how that works.
You let me have my theories, please, Gandalf.
There you go.
So I got a 3, 2, 8, and a 4.
12 points of acid damage.
You're doing some work.
Here, let me go grab a hose so I can clear your ears out.
That is the most damage that has been done to her by the time. Woo! By the way. Even you couldn't do that.
Sleepy boy.
No, you could if you hit a crit, but...
I'm going to throw a javelin right at Thorn's head because
damn. I am not. Still roll with advantage.
And you hit with the 15.
16.
You hit.
Okay, cool.
I like that.
And javelin was a d6 again, which I'm not going to use that d6. I'll use
that. Is it dex or a strength?
No, it's 2.
No, you got your plus.
Yeah, what's your plus?
Oh, my plus, my strength though is 2, so 4.
No, not your strength. It's that here in your weapons and tactics. Oh, you've done on that page.
Oh.
It might be on a different page of your weapons and tactics. Okay. Your javelin's a plus 3 for piercing.
Or because it's your strength. What's your strength?
I think his strength.
My strength is 2.
So yeah,
2 plus 2, 4.
4.
4.
Okay. Points of piercing damage.
Oh, you know what? Fuck, I'm going to do it again. Do I get to roll with advantage a second time? 19.
Yeah, buddy.
All right, now let's hope for something a little bit more.
Too bad you're not a fighter.
Fucking balls, 1. It's a 3.
3 more points of piercing damage.
And I'm out of javelins at this point, so I have to start making
You are definitely out of javelins.
You can pick them back up at the end of the fight, correct?
Yeah,
that's correct.
Okay. We're going to go through and scavenge.
Don't forget
everything.
You guys are...
Forget your fireball, and then...
Oh, I had a bow.
At the end of the next turn, I get 2d4s of damage because of my acid arrow.
On your turn, you'll have to roll another save throw. Okay. Right now, they're working on your mom.
Sorry. Is that the last person we need to worry about?
There's one more goblin. There's a goblin standing there.
Yeah, I see it.
Okay.
Yes, I'm fully aware.
He sees it.
Wink, nod, nudge, nudge.
Just throwing it out there.
As we've learned.
Okay.
Oh, thanks, bud.
Paige?
I can't stretch any further. Even with the handle.
Am I supposed to get the rest of it?
Yes. Because we have to keep Dag happy. If Dag's not happy, we're all screwed.
But thank you.
If you need to, you can just use it to beat our DM later. He might like it, though.
It's inappropriate.
Oh, whoa. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a semi-family show.
Semi.
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 As in, some of us have families.
What? Hey.
I like how... Frackham's not even looking up from what he's doing, and you just see the smile come across with that big, beautiful, luscious beard of yours.
Nice.
I feel like I'm missing something. Okay, but it does just doesn't say it in here.
Did you move it?
Which is considered a bonus action.
Yeah, it moves first.
It moves first?
Yeah.
Okay.
Remember, it moves or attacks.
Oh, that's right, it does. Okay.
He's
so
right.
Anyway.
It's right next to him, though, isn't it?
It's right next to Thor. Well, it can either move or attack. That's a part of the...
No, but I'm saying it's location of the board.
Now it is.
Shane, can you point to where the flaming sword is for the...
Flaming sphere.
Sphere. Sorry.
Sphere. Okay. Yes, like this.
Okay, so that's the flaming
I'm really
sphere.
I'm getting confused on where I'm looking on the computer and then looking at this screen. It's really backwards for me.
Yeah, right.
Because the bottom of the board is at the top of the board is at the bottom. East is west is east. Anybody remember the TV show Supermarket Sweep?
Both Thorn and the Goblin need to make a dexterity saving throw. Need to be a 12. Okay.
Ouch.
The low roll was a 14.
They still take damage, but they take half.
5 points of fire damage.
Arendin, what are we doing over here, buddy? You can't be silent.
Hang on. Okay, I just took out a goblin.
He did just kill a goblin.
No, there's another goblin.
There's one more goblin.
Right next to you.
Sorry, Ugga's base is a little too thick for me to see over.
Any members?
Which, if he does decide to attack you instead of moving, that's two failures right away.
Interesting.
Why?
Because that's how that works.
From
if the goblin attacks him.
Kill the other goblin.
I found that out. I'm not saying I was going to do that. I'm just saying that that's an option.
No, you're going to do that. You're going to screw us out of our own game.
No, I'm not trying to kill anyone. Why do you guys all think I'm trying to kill you all?
Because you hate us and your dice say so.
You just roll really fucking high. Okay. 17?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tanner. I swear to you, this dude does not have to take a lot of damage.
One.
Was it really?
Y'all can bear in mind, I didn't even look at it.
Are you sure Eldritch Blast isn't special to Warlocks? Because he has 1d10 plus 3 force damage.
Oh, no.
On Eldritch Blast?
Yeah, on Eldritch Blast.
1d10 plus 4, how much?
Plus 3 from his, assuming that's from
his
charisma
perfect.
Bonus.
That's fine. You
that's
actually
4 points of damage.
Yeah.
Okay.
Give me that look again one more time. Yep, there it is.
You rolled the die. You can't be mad at the man.
No, but he said it right as I rolled it, too.
It's fair.
No.
Stepping on
I would like to be cited. I would like to be credited as an executive producer.
Okay, that's fine. You're actually more like interior designer.
Fancy.
She did foot the bill for half of the new studio setups. Oh.
Executive producer.
Okay, executive producer.
Call me a fucking interior designer one more time. We'll see what happens. Paint these walls with your blood.
She would take half the table home.
Just one of those two, because they're the ones that are built perfectly.
Unless a 12 hits you, and I don't think it does.
That is your mother. That's all right, it's fine.
I didn't call her Dingleberry.
Fictional characters.
Snatch.
So that becomes Ugga.
Did she just end her turn?
Yes.
Okay. 1 second.
Oh, yeah. Give me your 2d4s. She gets 2d4s.
She also takes 2d10 fire damage from the flaming sphere.
Triangle.
Hold on. We got a 3. At least 3 points of extra damage.
18 points of fire damage.
You fuck.
How is she not dead?
She's got a lot of health there,
bud. God damn.
She takes a soldier.
Take it to like fucking javelins to the face.
Does he roll? Does he also add his constitution modifier to that? Okay.
Can I roll a gang to hit his bag?
No.
No. That is one failed save.
All right, my turn.
No, only one person.
You said two.
If I would have hit, if the goblin would have hit you, he could have took 2 fails on you. Goblin is dead. Don't worry. You're fine. You only need 2 more saves and you're good.
Can you guys kill her, please?
So,
Fraggle. I'm working on it. All right.
You
so,
don't have
I don't have anything
goblin,
else left.
So
to actually, I do have a bow that I can shoot at her with arrows.
Sure.
Closer.
I know. I got to get closer at this point. I was working on it. All right. Yeah. I'm just going to basically sprint.
Where's
so,
my headset and clipboard? Because I'm about ready to throw one of the two.
I can't remember what that is. I can move 30.
30 is.
You move 30 without sprinting.
So okay.
You can move 30 and then take a shot.
All right, but I can't actually take a swing at anybody from this.
Because you don't have a javelin in your hand.
So oh, actually, I do have a javelin back now, too.
So you can free action as you're running, take this short bow off.
Gotcha, all right, yep, so I'm going to...
I'm imagining it's a short bow because you're a short person.
Yeah, that's fair. It was a bow that I'm pretty sure Aridin's dad gave us. All a bow. Yeah, I'm going to pull out that bow, and I'm just going to knock an arrow and shoot one off at... Her mom. Or not her mom, his mom.
Give me that.
Right.
15.
Yeah, I'm sure you have a plus of that, so yeah.
Cool. Still D6, right?
No.
No.
Check your.
Shoot.
That's right. Most of the time it's a D6 on a short bow?
Yeah, it's D6.
Do you have a short bow?
No, I'm just saying it's
a D6. Oh, okay, well, I'll just do a D6 on it. Finally, a 4.
Plus your dex is a 1, so 5.
Oh, yep.
Solid. We're doing work. She is bloodied, in case anyone wants to know. She's past half.
Damn.
Past half?
She's been past half for a minute.
All right, Dag. What level? Fuck this shit up.
So I don't think I can move within touching distance of Ugga, can I?
Hey.
DM, can I move within touching distance of Ugga?
You can sprint there and you can do it next turn, yeah.
I'm not going to take that risk. I'm just going to shoot another Melf's acid arrow if I can.
You can also move and then shoot as well.
So I would like to move as close to Ugga as possible. No, you're good. And then I would like to shoot Melf's acid arrow again.
Sure.
How many of these do I need? Four of them.
But
you have to roll.
No,
hit.
I have to roll my hit first. Right.
Yep.
I just assumed. I don't know if this is going to work.
The tiniest.
I'm going to give it the tiniest one.
15.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Oh, and the tiniest one.
Yep. 4d4.
Great. We've got a 3.
Two fours.
The tiniest
four.
One. We've got 2 fours and a 2. So 5 and 8.
13.
Yep. Math.
You're like 5 and an 8. I'm like, no, you rolled beautiful. 4 numbers.
Smack.
You rolled yours. He went. You went. It's time for you to do all of your shit.
Okay.
Cut this bitch in half already.
Cut this bitch up.
Okay.
Mother, sir, you speak of.
He has an RIP pin. It's fine.
That's fair. We sure have to.
He's been respectful. It's fine.
It does.
Would it be 1d10 fire?
I think it's 1d10, yeah. It's Burning Sphere?
Burning Sphere.
Flaming Sphere.
Flaming Sphere, excuse me. Flaming Sphere, yeah.
I'll double check. What did you cast it at?
It's at second level.
2d6 every if it attacks.
Oh, it's a dexterity save. All right. Yeah, it's a Flaming Sphere is going to attack Thorn.
Dex save?
Dex save, yeah.
It fails.
She fails?
I am pretty positive that 7 is a failed dex save.
Okay, yep.
Just throwing it out there.
Yep.
Drop it.
10 points of fire damage.
This bitch is like toasted, pierced.
This girl is on fire.
She is.
Acid.
Quite literally
attack.
On fire.
That's true. Again, I'm going to use my last
spell slot.
Guiding bolt again.
You guide that bolt.
If it hits, man, you guys get that. And that's so fucking spectacular. And it's
okay,
what, 4? 4d6s?
It's at level 1. But it's still 46.
Yeah, it's the
Guiding Bolt. Guiding Bolt's kind of, for a first level spell,
it's
very solid.
Right,
let me double check.
Okay.
Remember correctly. Okay. Does a 22 hit?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Does it ever, brother?
Yep. Radiant damage.
Damn.
That's radiant.
He is barely standing.
Oh, and then, duh. Tyrion goes now.
Yep, Tyrion goes now.
And he is going to go ahead and use Eldritch Blast on Thorn.
Mm-hmm.
11?
No.
Nope, okay. That's a miss.
Yep. There's no goblins. She attacks. And she will obviously attack you. 19 hit?
Yes.
That's the first one, by the way. That's going to be 7.
Okay.
Does 15 hit?
No.
There you go. Chen's her turn.
Nice.
Your
and
damage.
Yes! I get 2 of these. Give me...
She's poisoned now.
It's acid.
A 4 and a 2. It means a 6.
4 points of fire damage.
How many dice did you roll?
2.
Okay. I thought you rolled a 4 and only
Jesus.
Got 4.
I thought you rolled 4 and then
it's
got a 4.
2d6 fire damage.
Sorry, I'm just very emotional right
it's
now.
That's
all
right. I rolled 2d4 and said that I got one of them as a 6, so I mean, it's fine. I'll hit you back twice as hard.
Go hug him.
Is she dead?
She's dead.
Now that she's dead, somebody make the motion to pick me back up and dust me off. Because I've been weighing them.
Look, I'm working on it. I have to be able to touch you, though.
Okay.
So I'm working on it.
No, he said we're done, so we have free movement now.
Okay. So I'm going to move.
You all pick me back up.
Yeah. Everybody's mom's dead.
I give you assistance, which means you are now back up to 1 point of health.
I'm sorry for slapping you. Okay, so now, while Shane's gone, you, Fragum, pick up all your javelins.
So I'm running around javelins.
Running around picking up all your javelins. Aridin, did you throw? Do you have any bows and arrows you flung?
Plus, I yank that arrow out of fucking your mom.
I was either casting spells or hitting people with my healing people. And
so I do have a spell called Cure Wounds, so I can start healing people if you want.
Wait, for the comic relief here, you guys been devour that pig right there that's still spinning on the open fire?
I mean,
I think we're all hungry right now, right?
I could eat.
Move us all around the fire, around the pig.
I don't know either.
Alien versus predator. I'm not entirely sure because it looks like a predator.
Remember. That's the one I was going to attack, and then he said, don't worry about it.
So now we're all
healing and eating and laughing and joking.
Rest. A long rest is...
We are resting for a long
this stuff,
time.
We need to wait for him to come back. He is the DM.
No,
so
don't. He said we could have...
Free reign to clean up.
And eat
the pig.
Great. That was the only... That's the highest roll she's going to have all day now. It's a 17.
It is what it is.
And he's back.
Last night. That's true.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, you guys got hammered. But you didn't get hammered.
I didn't get hammered.
Your mom got hammered.
What we recorded is Frackham picked up all of his bows and javelins that he threw.
His arrows.
Same thing. And we picked the carcass of the pig queen.
Sure.
And now we long rest.
Yeah, and now we long rest.
We rest long.
Are there any other threats in the area, or are we we're clear?
Who's that mysterious archer in the background, or could we get him out
of
there?
Yeah, do we know who this is?
Who's that guy?
That girl is on fire.
Nothing.
That motherfucker's dead.
Okay.
Burn. Burn, bitch. Burn.
R.I.P. that guy.
Okay, so now we all did our long rest.
You are all long resting, yep.
Yes.
Okay. You guys all wake up.
Yes.
And what do you guys want to do?
Is there any more of that pig left? I'm still hungry.
This one's on you guys. You guys.
I say we loot the camp for everything they have.
Okay. Sure.
She has two.
You find some of that goblin shit. If you want to keep it, you can.
That camera's not active. Oh, we're up top. We're up top.
So.
It looks fantastic. She just threw her robe up in a huff.
And went.
Yeah, it went.
You get two great axes.
Oh.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
Wait, who can carry great axes? It's just a simple question.
Both of you.
You really wanted to. You two have proficiency with those
two-handed weapons.
With
I think I'm going to pick up the great axe.
I already have a great axe, and so should you.
Actually, I don't. I have my war pick. For him, it's a one-handed.
For him, he can use it as a two-handed weapon. It's a single-handed weapon because he's a orc or half-orc.
Really?
Dual wield him.
Dual wielding.
Interesting.
Great
axes. Actually, you know what? I have my fucked up swords.
So here's the difference. If you decide to do it as two handed, it's a different die altogether.
Yeah.
It's a different attack and it's a different hit.
I say because.
It does depend on the character. Some characters lose with two handed versus going single handed.
Yeah. As I say, because I feel like this is the first I feel like I'm hearing of this one. I know with long swords, they're versatile. You can do either a D10 if you're wielding it two-handed or a D8 if you're wielding it one-handed.
Exactly.
With him and the great axe, if he's wielding it one-handed, is it a D10 or something?
It becomes a D8 versus a D12.
Really?
Huh. Yeah. Because
it says 1D12 plus 3 slashing for two-handed.
Well, yeah.
That's fair. But, okay.
I am going to... not pick up the great axe. I'm gonna let Dag have.
There's two great axes.
Frackham's taking another one.
She might not take a great axe because it has metal, and she's very fey.
Yeah, she might not want.
She might not take anything with metal attached to it.
I'm taking two great axes in. I add another great axe to my.
Did we walk here or did we?
You guys walked here.
We walked here. Okay. Yeah.
Now roll. Remember you asked me about that 100 die earlier?
Yeah.
Oh.
Roll 100 die. And when she gets back, I want her to roll 100 die.
So we're doing percentile? Mm-hmm. So the 100 and the D10. Mm-hmm. So roll that and a D10. It looks like the same thing, but
it's like a D20 but smaller. A nope, shit, you're right.
The same thing just rolled without the zero.
Yep, without the extra zeros. So then you add them together.
80 and 8.
So 88. That is 74. A percentile.
70. Well, that's double zero is a.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
The double zero counts as a...
Oh, damn it.
Weird. I thought it since it's considered more percentile that you would just consider it zeros.
Sorry to disappoint you.
74 and 57.
Oh, okay.
Let her roll
weird.
Again.
All right, that's 100.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. So you're going to roll one of these, okay. 100, and then you're going to roll one of these, which is the 10.
What?
You should have just let me take your score. All right, and then one of these.
But did you actually roll over?
I'm not sure how.
It 100, it would have been.
My percentile is 100.
19 for Paige. 74 for me.
So it literally went highest to lowest around the table. Hey, look at us go, buddy. I'm sorry I hit you earlier.
That's okay.
It was in the moment.
I
got caught up in the moment. I would never actually hit you.
You get way too stressed.
Yes, he does.
Fuck is that supposed to mean?
That you get way too stressed. Shut the fuck up.
Whoa.
Jeez. I haven't finished drinking it yet.
So this table comes apart. We can start flipping it now.
So, not this part. Don't flip this part.
So your mom has a special satchel that's like over her.
I'm looting that shit.
But you gotta touch her boobs to get it.
No.
You get a special satchel from your mom.
It's a man bag, not a satchel.
Satchel.
It will give you a +1 to your attack rolls.
Ooh. For attack?
Where do I put that?
Well, so. In this, instead of this being a +5, it'll be a +6.
So all anything, of them?
So, any pretty much uses your strength. So, yeah, specifically your great axe.
And I also found out I have a very nice gift for Frackham, my brother, through all of this. I found out where they hid the good whiskey, and I stole you the last remaining bottle.
Yep.
And for Aridin,
what do I get?
I have ice cold milk for you.
Frackle.
Orc milk.
They got from his mama.
Orc milk?
That he got getting that satchel off his mama.
Found their whetstones. You can sell them also. So you are going to end up with 2 whetstones for sharpening your sword that you're working on, if you know what I'm talking about. Yep. And you're going to end up with 50 gold pieces.
Sweet.
Do I get any gold pieces?
You just got a +1 to your attack rolls.
And I want 10 gold pieces.
+1 to your attack rolls is pretty nice, especially at such a low level like this.
Sorry, I still got 43 gold coins.
Aridin.
Yes, sir.
You actually find one of the orc gods' symbols.
Okay.
That you can bring back to your church.
You said church, and Dag just goes...
Because now I gotta find another fucking emblem. I already found the one.
There might be some. There could be rubies in it. They could give you the. They could give you the gems out of it.
Okay.
Or they could just melt it.
Either way, I'll probably just take it with me.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
You could sell it to somebody down the road.
I might have my father take a look at it.
I'm pretty sure it's gonna work out pretty good for you in the long run.
And now, Dag. What does Dag get?
Find some stuff for her potions.
Woo!
Or her spells, because they use weird stuff because they're druids. And one that just stood out to her, and she just had to take it because it was super pretty.
My mother's skull.
It's a giant ruby that was in your mother's tent.
Ooh.
Okay. Worth about 30 gold pieces.
Woo!
So it's
very shiny, very pretty.
Mr. DM, I have a question. Did my mother have a weapon?
Yeah, one of you took it.
Oh, can I?
He has a great axe, and he has a great axe.
Okay.
So we'll just say that you took your mother's, and you took one of the great axes off one of the orcs. That was still in shape. Because, they melted a few. They melted a few orcs.
Okay.
There was orcs.
Between the fire and the acid,
flaming
like...
sphere is kind
of... It's just a puddle of goop.
You guys also used...
Ew.
That's true.
You guys lit a lot of things on fire.
You burnt this fucking camp down.
You guys lit a shit ton of shit.
Burn
on fire.
During which a bunch of people were crying on the floor.
What?
You know, it's fun.
Are we getting ready to leave the camp?
Yes.
Okay. Then, as a way to distance myself from this old lifestyle, we torched the whole entire camp.
Brilliant.
No remains. Everybody is put into a middle, and we light everything on fire. Tents, buildings, structures, everything burns. Oh, we're going to watch this motherfucker burn.
I was going to say, should we probably like...
We save the pigs.
We're good. Yeah, so we're destroying it in the morning.
Everyone's healthy.
First thing to do is just burn down the whole camp.
Out of camp, which way is towards our next mission or our next adventure? Is that way? So we all go that way. What happened to the three remaining survivors, or do they just go into the...
Those are some of the people we saved.
Yeah, they ran away? Okay.
Yeah, because they're not coming back.
They're not going to help us, probably.
Remember, right around the...
I just wanted to make sure that they were gone.
Yeah, because when we got them out of there, we got help from somebody that was going to come up behind us and help transport some of the survivors.
Yes. So
how much gold did I have?
You and I combined had 43.
Initially?
Yes. Plus...
I got plus 50.
So I'm going to add that.
Yep, so.
You want me to add that to our running total for both of us? Because you're in charge of our money.
All right, I'm
going to
go pee.
Okay, so you got plus 50?
Yep. Is that gold, silver, platinum, copper? Does it matter?
It's gold. Right. It does matter.
Yeah,
it does
I put matter, as but... gold pieces. So we have 93 gold pieces right now. Cool. As we walk out of the camp, I am the last one out. Frackham turns to me and say, Ugga, what are you doing?
You like this? This works.
He sees me throw a burning log.
You find where? Click out of that?
Into a pile of burnt bodies and wood. So we burn the whole entire cabin. The whole entire
camp
down.
You guys have this camp. This camp's gone.
There
it is.
And you guys burnt down the siege engines, so there's no siege engines left.
Yep.
No.
And we filled our bellies with whiskey and pig.
Do you guys take any of the extra pigs? Are you guys taking any of the extra pigs with you, or do you guys want to kill them?
No, we ate all the pigs. We ate all the pigs and we cooked their meat.
I want you to remember, this is a whole war party. You did not eat all of those pigs. They had a party of pigs.
Okay, so...
Or did you slaughter the 10 pigs and take some with you?
We ate 2 pigs and we slaughtered the rest and filled our... satchels with their meat.
Okay. So you guys probably have a good 2 weeks of rations.
Yes.
All right, cool.
So rations, you said we have 2 weeks?
Two weeks of bacon. As a collective.
As a party. Because I'm assuming that...
How much did you say? Bro, like
we have
20?
A dwarf, and dwarves are known to eat a ton.
Because their bellies get full quick.
Huge, so they have to eat a ton. They don't usually eat that much because they're demons and they can eat forever.
Aridin, just to let you know, we ate 2 of their pigs... And then we slaughtered the rest, so we have 2 weeks' worth of rations for a whole entire party.
It's good.
All right, so I'm going to give myself, like, 3.
And the way I put it is we've got 2 weeks of bacons.
2 weeks of bacons.
2 weeks of bacons. Original.
Yeah, that's a different.
So now where do we go to continue?
That's a different.
I say, are we traveling back to Drahid, or are we traveling back to whatever the other town, our initial town was, to report that we've...
So you guys left the elf village to go...
So we have to go back to the elf village now and warn them that all the
engines
are destroyed, and they have nothing to worry about, and we offer them a pig.
So
a pig would be like a day ration?
For you guys, for most things, it would probably be like 2. Oh.
Okay, so we give them a pig, so that takes us down to 13 days of rations?
I mean, we can offer it to them. We don't know if they'll accept
That's
it.
That's true.
On your way, put your order in whatever way you want to put it.
I think I should be in the front. Frackham should be in the back. And then we should keep our 2 most valuable people in the middle of us.
The spellcaster?
We
have 3 spellcasters.
Technically, we have 3. Have me coming up second with right behind me.
Right away, you want to be behind me.
Yeah.
They always want to
be you do understand that out of all of us, I have the highest armor class.
That's facts.
Which is why I should probably be towards the back, honestly. So it's Ugga.
And then Aridin.
Yep.
Tyrion, and then maybe.
Do it in a staggered file, in a staggered line. Yep.
Who's the next?
We're next.
Actually, no, go 1, and then 2. But yeah.
It's Ugga, Aridin, Tyrion, then me, and Frackham.
Yep. Frackham's bringing him to the back, because he's trying to...
I got short legs.
Is he? Excuse me.
You want to run on my back like a baggy? Just backpack him. Oh.
One of y'all don't fucking toss me by the end of this. I'm pissed.
As you guys are walking back to the elves.
Everybody just get initiative roll ready.
You don't have to roll initiative.
Don't worry. It's fine. DM says it's fine.
You could make poor choices. That's a thing you could do.
But we're not going to.
See, I am writing Walking Back to Elves, making poor choices. Because that seems like the likely thing.
Confronted by scantily clad winged women.
Hey, Kraken, keep it in your pants over there, buddy.
I'm not lying. Scantily clad fucking winged women.
What are they, harpies?
They are
with harpies?
Actually, succubuses.
Then why aren't we asleep?
No.
We should be asleep. Succubi is the one that gets you in your sleep.
No, just a female sex demon. That's all it is.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, it's not just sleep, though. It can be,
they're coming
for you. So is a succubus. But it normally gets you in your sleep. I'm sorry, you took extensive experience with non-hag succubi?
No, I'm just saying.
That you would like to elaborate on.
Elaborate.
Interesting. How many are there? How many succubi are we dealing with?
Nine?
Yeah, nine.
Nine?
Because they look different. Open this.
So the ones in the back are lower succubi.
I'm not.
Succubi.
I threw it at you.
The three in the front are higher succubi. And we will go over why they're...
I don't care how stone they are. What's their level? I'm just kidding. He said they were higher. I don't care about those.
You know the coasters. Do you have a coaster?
I have a coaster. He just handed it to me.
Just making sure.
So while we have this intermission, Tristan, what battle rank do you play at?
Jesus
Depends.
Christ.
Depends? Okay.
I have a lot of...
Hey, I'm ultimate level Spider-Man 7 right now.
You said the three in front are more powerful?
Yes.
Japan, I think I have a three. Germany, I think they're in four.
Okay, so you're still in...
US is five.
Hang on.
I just got into Jets, I think, with US, which I think is...
Oh, that, okay, just so rank-wise. So you're at rank four ground vehicles in Germany, right?
I think so.
Rank four, which I think would start getting into...
I'm pre-Tiger.
So you're Panthers.
Yeah.
Hang on, Tiger 1s? VK?
No, I haven't hit anything labeled as a Tiger yet.
No Tiger 1s, no Tiger E. What about the Panther D?
I can't remember.
VK? The VK 3001?
I
think I have.
So glad you know that.
We gotta jump back.
I'm about to change the environment.
We have nine succubi. So you can see how they come out. Now, this one right here in the middle, she specifically comes to you.
Yes, she does.
And she calls out, specifically calls out Tyrion. She says, Tyrion, I know you're in this party. Please step forward. Do any of you speak up?
There is no Tyrion here with us.
Oh, no, I know Tyrion's here. He has my blood running through his brain. He has made his pact with me.
If we run into one more of these motherfuckers' mothers, I swear to God.
Because his warlocks.
The pact. Motherfucking humans. Making a pact with fucking anybody.
Tyrion tentatively
days.
Steps out and around Uga and steps forward.
Cool. But Tyrion, you're not the only one in this party that I feel with my blood running through your veins.
Uga scratches his head in confusion.
Bitch, it ain't me.
Step forward.
With a deep rumbling, come.
I will fucking end
There's so
you.
So many mothers.
I'm your mother. And somehow, apparently, you found your essentially half brother because he made the pact with me to get his warlock back.
That explains why I trusted him and I shouldn't have.
Oh, shit.
I feel like there's deep rooted hatred and anger inside that comment.
All right.
But you did get abandoned by your mother, so you should know what it fucking feels like.
Dude, it wasn't me that abandoned you. I gave you to your father. Your father was the one that left you up.
That's true.
I thought that you would
Jerry,
be better.
Jerry, be Jerry.
On this plane than in the plains of hell.
That's fair. I got to be friends with a bunch of the creatures in hell, so I guess it's fine.
So, I mean, you can be mad at me all you want, but I did give you to your father. And he was the one that abandoned you in the woods.
Yeah, a real mom doesn't give her kid away like that.
So you want
to deal with it?
Yeah, it has nothing to do with not giving.
She gave it to me. Raised in hell.
The infernal realm is not equivalent to the Christian.
The realm is worse.
Version of hell.
It's worse.
I think it's worse.
Why?
Because the infernal realm is terrible.
But not by the people that run it. Oh, people that run it think it's great.
Absolutely, it's terrible by the people that run it.
Oh, absolutely.
Go play Baldur's Gate 3. You'll understand. It's,
they have a very good depiction of what hell is like.
Yeah, it's miserable. Have you ever played Diablo?
Yeah.
If you played a Diablo, you know why you don't want to go into the lower realms of society.
All right, so what's our play here?
That's...
Page is about to get us fucked up by a bunch of
stuff.
He's about to get us all killed.
Tyrion.
Tyrion are talking to their mother. And
wait, Dag is?
That's Dag's mom.
Apparently. We're just on a mama quest. And we're meeting everybody's fucking mothers that abandoned their children at birth after spending however much. Yeah, that is literally my mother. That is my mother.
She was raised by a gnome.
This is a selfish quitter.
Damn.
Who abandoned me in the woods.
All right.
Are we rolling for initiative yet? I hope I don't go first, you guys.
This brings a whole new meaning to the song Lost in the Woods from Frozen 2.
At which point?
Does Tyrion know what her name is?
Behind you,
Tyrion did not remember who he made a pact with.
Okay.
Tyrion was both power hungry.
His own mother made a pact with him as a warlock. Cool, let's own our children's souls for funsies. Because he was drawn to her, because that's literally their energy was the same, so it aligned. Equilibrium.
His energy has become her energy because he made the pact.
He's your half-brother, not by birth, but because
understood.
Why are you here, Tyrion asks.
I need you. And you made a pact, and I need to bring you back to take care of some stuff in the Infernal Plane.
Oh, she's taking Tyrion to the Infernal Plane. What about Dag?
I will bring you with me, but I don't need you as much.
Because you're female.
No. It's real great you don't fucking need me, because I need you to explain more than just I fucking need you in order for me to get my goddamn life and move to an internal different plane, because you decided that it was fine for you to fucking come back now after I've been raised.
There's some drama there.
Tyrion says, why though? Bitch mom says, because.
Because I said so is not a good enough reason. Wait, can we let him speak?
Yeah, what's Paige? No, we don't want that.
Says yes.
Tyrion begrudgingly agrees, as long as you don't hurt them.
I did bring a small thing with me in case I had to remove you physically. So if you're willing to leave with me without anything, I will let them pass in peace, and we will just disappear into the Infernal Plane.
That is not necessary. I will.
Does Dag have anything else to say to her actual biological mother before she disappears into the Infernal
Shit,
plane?
Bitch.
Is spitting an action?
I mean, you can spit. Jeez, at her.
What about pissing on somebody? Pissing.
What,
you spitting.
Did you say pissing?
I sure did. Does it count as an action? Can I do both? Fuck this bitch.
All right. So
Tyrion goes along with her quiet.
I don't want to get into conflict right now, though.
Yeah, we're just going to let her go. We're just going to let Tyrion and...
Dag wants to go into conflict. I guess we can go
into
conflict.
I'm not going into conflict. I'm setting my boundaries.
You're spitting your game and you're talking that shit.
I promise you, that's about 8 levels above you guys. That is a lot of death.
We'll get your mom at some point, Paige.
I put my arm...
It's not worth better right now.
Ugga puts his hand on Dag's shoulder.
Straight face, non-reactive. I do.
Now is not the time.
So
Ugga puts his hand on Dag's shoulder, saying, in time,
straight face,
so
it will happen.
Your mom.
Moves a step back. He moves forward. And then they all walk through. And they all disappear into the Infernal Plane.
Did you guys see that magically? They just open a portal and they just walk through?
What? Where's that portal? Just fucking join us for 15 seconds and then disappear?
Ugga, she's a high-level succubus. What did you expect?
Yeah, like...
Can you do that shit?
No.
Can you do that shit, Dag?
Not yet.
Ugga just...
Where's my whiskey?
Ugga just keeps on trucking, walking past everybody, leading the pack again.
Cool. We already got copyrighted once. Let's not do it for that. The douchebag.
He listened to this.
No, but he's a bigger douchebag than Fred Durst.
It wasn't Fred Durst who did the copywriting
wars. Yes, it was. And if it wasn't.
Yeah, I know.
Specifically white haired Fred Durst.
Yeah, like cowboy hat? Rhinestone cowboy?
Yeah. No, 90s windbreaker cowboy. Fred Durst.
No, definitely with the backwards red Yankees hat.
Yep.
And the white, the baggy white T-shirt and the baggy jeans.
No, it has to.
It's
be,
understood that it's baggy.
No, it has to be extra baggy.
Saying it's understood it's baggy.
It was very baggy.
You guys know Ben Stiller was in the music video for the movie, for the song Rollin'?
Yes.
Yeah. You didn't know that?
You didn't know that?
Never seen it.
I've made you watch Rollin' before.
Sure haven't.
The very beginning.
Yeah. He goes, "Hey, you, red cap, don't scratch it."
Yes, yes.
All right, partners.
I didn't have the music either.
No, I did it as a slam poem. Right here.
You know what time it is.
We're all going to listen to Limp Bizkit after this. I made you listen to Limp Bizkit when we put the dust together.
Yes, Tyrion has disappeared.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I have just unearthed a massive amount of trauma. And then walked away from
it. Oh, she's an onion. We peeled back the layers and found what made her stinks.
You fucking touch me and you'll see what stinks. And it's going to be your dead fucking body in my basement.
Stink.
Wow!
So...
I meant your character, not you personally.
So apparently...
Oh, you wouldn't be dead in my basement.
Nope, we're not going there.
Apparently...
You went.
Brought,
what?
So apparently we brought Bates with us.
Bates?
Yes. Like the Psycho bacon? Killer Norma Bates.
Oh. Ooh.
Psycho Killer. I'm not going to dress up as my mother.
Yet.
In this case, it wouldn't be Norman Bates. It'd be Norma Bates.
I said Psycho Killer Norman Bates for a
And honestly, if I was playing any killer, I would play the one that actually won the game.
I just did that little dance. So where? What the fuck is this shit now?
We're back the elves.
Back with the elves.
I got Yay. Really scared.
Scared for a second, then I remembered.
All right.
The Keeblers.
So in my
We're
half...
back with his family, which is a joke.
So in
Our
my half-drunken state, I look I at the very upset people. Dad,
he's not
and I say...
He's not related to him at all, because he's a high elf.
God, don't talk right now.
These are wood elves.
We gotta survive this somehow.
Peasant elves.
They're all wood elves, aren't they? Don't get mad at the elves.
Just keep my mouth shut.
Just don't mess with
me. Just try not
to
take out my anger about my mother on the elves. Okay.
You guys could leave her over here.
I'll give you the rest of my wishes.
You fucking leave me, and I will sneak up behind you and make you regret it.
Why do you
take me with you?
At me? I didn't do
Take me with you.
Yes, it is.
How
you are.
Dare you? I'm
like, no one likes making eye contact with me. That's all.
That's why when Tristan apologizes, he just puts his head down and kicks his feet, saying, "I'm sorry." He raises his hand to speak. Please, Master, can I have a word?
Master.
Yes, Master. I don't think we should have put you two on the same side of the table anymore.
You guys are putting me in danger.
I clearly see that now.
Next week, it's going to be aired in your spot, Tristan.
Playing all the extra parts.
All right, so you guys are now back.
Did Jeremy call you an extra part?
Yep.
Wow.
So you guys are now back to the elves.
Ugga steps forward
mm-hmm.
and tells them that they have no more worries about the sage
engines.
They're all destroyed.
I would really like to know what a sage engine looks like.
Just a bunch of old men.
It just runs burning sage down like a field. It's like an ice cream truck, but with like Gregorian chants.
Domini, this
bot. Speaking
all
of
this,
chants,
oh, the really woo! Nice turkey.
I've seen Iron Maiden and
really. Yeah. It's gotta be great.
Do you, know who I'm talking about is, right? Not the Who, like this Who. Like the Who.
Like, yeah, like the Who. Like
the new Who?
I'm
or is it
like,
a you
Who? No, I think you mean Cindy Lou Who.
No, like H-U Who.
I'm sorry.
No,
I can't resist.
No, I will show you.
Not right now.
Not right now. Later.
Okay. So all of the siege engines mm-hmm. are down and destroyed.
Cool.
Everybody's dead.
For you guys destroying the siege engines, she's going to give you a pot of 1,000 gold pieces.
Both
for each of you.
So that's,
wait, damn.
That's 250 each.
250 each, yes.
So that's 500 for us.
All right, cool. I'm going to put plus 500.
I'm going to do it on the paper, too.
She is going to ask, "What happened? You guys did have a fifth. What happened?
He decided
to go into hell.
He went to the infernal plane.
He returned to his patron. Time to come home, and he can't play with his friends anymore.
Sometimes your patron calls to go home.
Unfortunately.
There's living and there's dying.
He gone.
He gone.
His mom said he had to take his ball and go home.
Yeah, we got the money right now.
Well, we got so much money.
That's true. I have no idea how much it costs in this game, so I don't know.
It's like a wood elf emblem. So whenever you have to meet with any other elves,
That's not the pass I thought you were talking about.
It is a specific one for her, for their, where they live. She has her own.
For their community.
Is it like a free to enter, no harm can be done to you?
Yeah, like, it's like a symbol that I'm a friend of the elves.
Oh, so
we have a wood elf pass.
So in case we deal with any other wood elves that are aware of the, yes.
You should always get one because you're a high elf already. Say some things because you're
So it's if we're walking through the woods and other elves stop us, we can just flash his pass and they might let us go.
Well, these wood elves were in the woods where you're at near your hometown, specifically your two hometown, you guys are free to go. They know you well. They've left Dag alone her entire life because her mom's the gnome that lives on the outside of the town. They've left them alone.
Poppy Glitterstone, we love her.
She's the one that makes the swamp usable.
So
she harvests it for potions and whatnot.
Yes. Yeah. So this will give you a lot of free range to deal with any elves going forward.
Okay.
That's good.
What do you guys like to do?
Drink.
Honestly, you probably could.
But you guys could go drink.
Get a bite to eat.
You guys are meeting with the elf. The high elves. I'm sure if you guys want to tell her to drink, she'll put it on her tab and you guys won't have to.
I feel like we should go to the local pub just to see what's on the wall, to see who's wanted, to see who's missing,
basically
just what's going on.
They have their own pub, though, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was going to ask the what's her name? Is she the high elf of this, the elf leader? I don't know what to call her.
Her name is Fern.
I asked Fern if there's any other threats that have been brought to their attention that we should be aware of, dealing with all these siege engines?
No, it seemed to be specifically that group that you guys destroyed. They were burning the outside thing of their town. They will be trying to go rebuild that. They're going to have to plant some trees. They do ask if any of you want to help them plant trees.
I'll help.
No.
I'll help.
All right, so Paige can go help.
Tags can go help.
I'm going to go with these two just to make sure that they don't get in any huge trouble.
I appreciate that, Aridan.
It's what I'm here for, Dag.
All right.
Bar fight. No, sorry.
You guys go to the tavern. She goes to plant trees. And that is the end of part one of this campaign.
Ooh.
Yay.
Technically. We will start part two not next weekend.
No, not next weekend.
Because I will be at the con.
Yes.
Did you talk to him about that?
No, I did not.
The con.
Did I mention to you guys the other day?
Yeah.
You guys want to go next Saturday?
What time is he driving?
If you guys get here, I can drive.
It's only in State College, right?
No, it's in Hershey.
Is it indoors?
Yeah, it's indoors.
It's indoors.
Let's do it.
God, yeah.
It's close to the casino.
Woo!
If you guys buy tickets online, it's $20 instead of $25 too.
Cool. Tanner, you going?
No,
you
going Tanner to the con? Tanner has plans next Saturday.
With whom?
You gotta play?
And he won't tell us
who it is. With whom?
Do you have a date again?
It's not a date.
Oh.
Then why aren't you telling us?
Guys, stop peer pressuring Tanner. If he doesn't want to tell us, he doesn't
Family,
tell
medical,
us.
Or
it's another D&D campaign.
Oh my god!
You guys are the only people I play D&D with.
Go figure, the fucking elf.
Somebody pass me that paddle.
Wow, DM's getting into it.
I'm gonna go.
Emblem?
God dang.
I'm going to switch back to the regular camera.
Yeah. It's my bad.
It wasn't even 2 hours.
What?
It wasn't 2 hours.
It was just shy of 2 hours.
Oh, so we have to turn the lights back on because we are in the darkness.
That's right, because of the whole glare thing.
Darkness.
Yeah, the whole up top glares.
We're back.
And Shane cuts in front of all the cameras.
Woo.
You're the one who asked him to turn the lights on.
What do you want me to do?
Look, it's not the clappers that I apologize, but... Do you guys have anything for the good of the order? Thank you for joining us for part one of our 18-part campaign, it feels like.
Yeah. You wanted a campaign, and you wanted it to be epic. What do you expect? It isn't going to go overnight, Grandma.
This isn't Skyrim. I just play this through in a month.
Before the next part, will we level up or not?
Yes, you guys are going to level up after this.
Okay.
So we go
all
up to level,
will be level four.
Yep.
So get yourself level four. Print your right stuff out.
Anything else for the good of the order? You can see the three of us at the Hershey Comic Con next week.
Woo!
You don't
the
count
three
you're
of
working.
Us. We have a booth.
That's
we're talking about it for Mannheim.
Yeah.
In November.
Okay. Yeah, we were talking about us having a booth for...
Have cape, we'll travel.
For Mannheim, which means we have to get merch made and...
I actually do know the guy that runs the conventions.
But it means we have to do a lot of stuff between now and November to get ready for a public outing. Which means you have to join us in November.
No fucking other D&D campaigns.
I don't control that.
We're not going to talk about his side chick.
It's probably Colin.
Is it Colin?
No, it's some of my other
friends. It fucking better not be considering.
Really? We have people I went to high school with.
Write him in and then write him even worse.
This is his other friends.
But.
Shush.
We left you so many
The gang's
moderators.
All here.
We're going to start calling this.
He's so afraid.
The core four plus is too tight. My body's still healing from this past week, guys. Okay. Anything to add for the good of the order?
What's there? I don't know. Let's see what's going on next week.
So, thank you for joining us on another episode of the Armory 33 podcast. As always, Quinn, Tanner, give me my fucking hat back.
I was fixing it because you have it backwards.
And next
my name's Paige and this is Tristan.
Next time, we will be trying the half and half orc, which is one shot of green creme de menthe, one ounce of cream de coca, 2 ounces of half. This sounds fucking horrible.
Three Advil.
Yeah, three Advil.
It's a mint chocolate drink.
Turn the page. A couple pages.
Have you, wait, first off, can you find cream de coca?
Yes.
Because I can't find cream de coca anywhere near me.
Pick a drink out of the book. Tell us what to bring, and we'll bring it.
Just openly, right now?
Yeah.
Pick a drink. Tell us what to bring, and we'll bring it, then we'll make
those. We have this one here now. You guys want to go try it? D3 Wondering Minstrels. Half ounce Scotch whiskey, half ounce Tennessee whiskey, half ounce bourbon.
Woo!
God damn. Not before I go drive home.
We got to call that the three wise men.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's basically
this. Jack, Jim, and Johnny.
Oh, no, shit, you're right.
No, we can substitute Johnny for Jamie.
Tell us what to bring, and we'll bring it.
All right, everybody. Anything else for the good of the order? This episode will be coming out on Wednesday. The three of us will be gracing the Hershey Comic Con next weekend together in force. The guy that played Darth Vader in Rogue One, he's going to be there.
Oh, that's right. He also was in Guardians of the Galaxy. He was the guy that Quinn came up and beat back up to get his headphones back.
All right.
In case you guys
That's the big guy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, I watched Rogue One. I think I've seen all of maybe not all of them.
Most of.
Kind of stopped after a certain point. Anyway.
Other than that.
I stopped after Rogue One.
I have nothing for the good of the order. Tanner, anything?
It's always good to play D&D.
Yeah, especially some of us are double dipping.
Apparently.
Does the D&D stand for double
apparently.
Dipping?
Apparently.
I play the Marvel Multiverse game every Sunday.
You're allowed. You're a nerd. Tristan, anything?
Excuse me?
Wow. Multiverse
You're
is not
a milk drinker. Shut up.
Universe. That's fine.
I have nothing.
Miss Page, that's anything for the good of the order?
I think
your,
we're good.
Your robe is looking fabulous as always.
Thank you.
I might have
Thank
worn
you.
It the other day when I was editing another
That's
episode.
Fine.
Actually, we figured
Makes
out.
You feel
it
was
good.
Really
we have it was. We figured out how to make actual custom characters in that, so we could always run like a one shot or a month shot of multiverse.
But
cool.
It's a 616 system, so if you roll 616, like ones actually count as a positive in that.
Okay.
So one die, you have two die that are your regular die. And then one die that's like your super die. Or they call it their Marvel die, but if you're not using it, whatever. So if you roll 616, that's a super fantastic.
All right.
Sick.
And with that, everybody, have a great rest of your day, and we will...
So we'll see you back for the 4th of July episode.
America.
Fuck
my God. Is that
249 years of America.
Is that what we're going to do? We're going to recap?
I'm pretty sure we're actually 249. Like next year's 250.
Fuck
Maybe
yeah.
by the time the next episode rolls around, I have my fun toy out of NFA jail.
250 is 26.
Fuck. Never mind. Damn it. I'm wrong.
It's okay. Math's hard, buddy. It's
Coming
all right.
Again.
I
right.
Have,
wait.
We got. We
day,
have.
Girl.
We have. And they're adding that part of the celebration because it runs in the same time as being around for 4th of July.
Wait.
Does that mean I have to get our shirts printed up for us before that?
I might
episode?
Watch soccer.
I love soccer.
You haven't seen Ted Lasso yet.
It's on Apple.
Quinn's just trying to close out the fucking show. All right,
we're trying to leave.
Bye, Quinn.
So for our next episode, we will not be playing D&D. We're going to sit here and talk about how fucking great America is.
Fuck yeah.
While we might have special t-shirts.
Right.
I'm the only one wearing an armory shirt today.
I know.
I just realized that. There will be a link in the description to get of our most popular and most sought-after designs in the link below. So definitely check that out. Everybody have a great day.
I need to watch fucking South Park.